we had one inyan that I did not want to pass over from the sugya that we learned last time, which is the discussion of Tosos de Bermaskel Yud Gimel Beis Bermaskel Elul Olam Shenishkan Aleihem HaZeva. Let's just review some context. I know we've had a big break from Hazara as to what we're talking about. The Mishnah had the two chalos toda that were puzzled. The Mishnah had two chalos toda that were puzzled that were on Gai Ka Itzdeva. And the question is, why are they two chalos toda that were puzzled? And Rabbi Chanina says it was a psul of Lina. They brought todos on. They brought a lot of todos. Carbon of Toda on Yud Gimel, and some of them weren't eaten and were left over until Yud Dalet. And then, Rav Yane says, Shemus Hayu, Bela, Maikor Lutzulo, Shunishkar Aleyem Ha Zevach. Okay, Rav Yane holds what was wrong with this Chalos Toda. They're really Sheros. If they were Sheros, why were they burnt with the Chametz? Why weren't they eaten? Because you never shechted the carbon for them, and then they go through the details as to how that works out. What's the question? The question that everyone deals with is at first, Rabbi Yannai says they were Sheros. And below Mishkan Aleihem HaZevach. Fine. So the Gemara then asks a few questions. Why not shech the Zevach? Why not bring a different Zevach? Why not be potent to them? So the Gemara changes his mind and says, Lolom Shenishkan Aleihem HaZevach V'Nishbach Adam. Okay, it's Sheros, but it's Nishkan Aleihem HaZevach V'Nishbach Adam. Yeah.
It's obviously
yes, there is. We assume that there is a formal Isser of Mapsa Kachin Mishmeres just like Truma. So you can't burn Kachin for no reason. The problem that the Rishonim struggle with is this. If we say it's Shenishkan Aleihem HaZevach V'Nishbach Adam, that seems to fit a rule mentioned many times in Shas, including in our even further, if it's Nishka Aleihem HaZevach V'Nishbach Adam, the question is, when were they shechted? If they were shechted on Yud Gimel, then they sat overnight, and there was a psul of Nosar. And Nosar is psul, it's happened to go to Kasher. And if they were shechted on Yud Dalet, then it's not psul yet, because nothing happened to psul it yet. It was just ready to go, just there's no dam to be zorik, so you can't properly bring it, but you're not allowed to bring a carbon torba on your dalet, as we just read earlier in the Gemara, that in the being subsol, it's us to bring a carbon torba on your dalet. That's why Ashkenazim don't say mismal torba on Erev Pesach, because that would be bringing a carbon with less time to eat it than the Torah decrees, because you'd only have till the fourth hour, the fifth hour, or derisively the sixth hour. Instead of all day and all night. And that's what the Rishonim struggle with. Right? Meaning, what's the case of Rabbi Yannai? Lemaskana, Vimairi, Vinishchat, Aleihem, Hazevach, Vinishpach, Hadam. What's the Mimamashach problem? Is that on your Dalid, if you say, when was it Nikrav? On Yud Dalet, it's Aser Lahakrit. And on Yud Gimel, if it was Nikrav on Yud Gimel, then Farnifsalu Belina Ve'enam Sheros. And he said there were Sheros. Okay, that is what Tosa struggles with. And the beginning of Tosa says Omer Riva, interestingly. Says the Riva, the Hashta Hodder Ve'enimasha Omer Sheros Hayu. If you gimel Irish and Ishma Demek, Omer Leolin, we are told to be a Dalit, the Hashta, Mifsil and Tvech, and Ishma Dam, the God Mifsil Belina. Okay, says Tosos, they must be retracting from when they said Sheros Hayu, because what happens? You have to bring on your gimel, it was Nishpadam, and then it was also Mina. Then it also sat overnight. So now it's two psulim. Nishpadam, which is like a side psul, it's not mamish, an inherent psul, just a side problem, and Lina, which is a fundamental psul. So therefore it's basul. So that's Tosla's answer. Tosos according to Riva says Tosos, it was Nikra B'Yud Gimel V'Einam Sheros. That the Riva and Tosos. Not everyone agrees. If you look at Rashi here, says Rashi, there's a few Rashi, Tosos Rashi already points out. Says the Tosfos Rush. Sorry. When we talk here, Rashi Mashmed the Ayri B'Yodalid. Sounds like you brought it on. You brought it on your Dalid, and he says this a few places. Okay, at the beginning, Dibra Masko Sheiros Hayu. Clearly, he says that. Even at the beginning, Sheiros Hayu. So says Rashi, Kolomar, if you have had like a psul gadol kilina, Jane Farther Street for even, didn't have a psul gadol like it sat overnight after a Prava. Vilu Hachi, Meach, Shane, I'm Takonali Achel, a filo in a dying tunus, Ibertura, Yavina Luhasa. Since you can't eat them, even though you can't burn them without Ibertura, what's Ibertura? So that's a concept that we want to discuss a little. Found that Flamadal, a few other places. Eber Tzura literally means, I guess, the passing of the form, spoilage of the form of something. And the Gemara says a principle all over Shas that anything that's psula begufo, anything that has an inherent psul chal in it, is yisarif miyad. Anything that's psul bedam of a baila, meaning any meat of a carbon that's inherently puzzle, what's an example of inherent psul? It was yotze, it was tame, it was nosar, it was pickle, is burnt right away. Anything that is a psul b'damu b'ayilam, there's no inherent psul in this actual chefta. There's just a side problem because something else that it needs in order to be kosher is not there. Such as, for example, this meat is perfectly kosher, but nishbach adam, right? The dam shefted, the animal shefted, and the blood spilled, you can never do a srika. So therefore, it has a side problem that you can never do a srika. Or b'ayilam, for example, Mesu Abaylam, right? You shefted from the Chatas, and the Baylam died before Zrika. So there's a side problem. There's no Baylam to be Mechaper, so you can't be Machsha the Karban, or other cases of Karban Pesach, where the Baylam can't eat from Pesach. If there's a side problem that's not inherent in the Schefza, then to Umar Tzuraso, the dates of the Mesa Srefa, then it needs Iber Tzuri, you need to wait till tomorrow to burn it. So it says Rashi, this is the case where you brought it today, and you need to wait till tomorrow to burn it. An easy Bertura, and that's the one you put on the roof. So that's clearly assuming that it was Nikra. Biyodalik, he says you brought it today, and you have not yet left it overnight. And even at the end of the discussion, Rayanai, Kyoshinish Mechatam, which is basically the same line that Gortosis is commenting on, says, Omiwa Daina Inatuna Srefa. Rashi says the case where it doesn't need Srefa yet. It's not yet roi for Srefa. Srefa's Abra Tzurasan. It's the same day and has not yet had Ibur Tzura. So Rashi's very mefurish that there wasn't yet the Ibur Tzura. So Rashi says, Nikrav B'Yodalid Uksheros, right? Because it's still kosher. He doesn't mean literally kosher, obviously. He means it doesn't have an inherent result of the goth. It just has a side problem that the dam was still. There's nothing inherently wrong with this bread. What about any of the Kachin lit base up soul? So the Mar Kolova deals with this, Mar Kolova's book Deos, and the Meiri deals with this, and the Meiri has two Deos. Either you have to say they did the wrong thing, right? Nikra Yodalit Bavera. Yeah, okay, they made a mistake or whatever, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, assuming it's a mistake. They brought in your dollar when they shouldn't have.
It's very strange, because at least according to David and the way they put a rash, it's also that the whole question of Mara is, how do they all have this?
You're right. This Me'iri is very strange. I mean, Me'iri would have to deny all the everything, right? Meaning, why is this strange? Because the Mara is trying to find a common case of absolute meaning. Well, what's gross in a bar? They puzzle. I can give you a million reasons why something would puzzle. That's no big deal, right? A tummy person came in and touched it. You brought it outside the walls, etc. It's schmeasy to find a case. They're trying to find a common case. But I tell someone, shall we? Why is it common, etc.? So how common is it that someone brings a carbon on a day you're not even supposed to bring that kind of carbon? That is really weird. You're right. The Meiri doesn't address, and that's why no one else says that, right? This is dachuk. The simple shot is that not all Tanaim agree that Ein Mevi'im Klatshim based on soul. Here it's a little funny, because in most of Shas, we have two opinions. We have the Chachamim who say Ein Mevi'im Klatshim based on soul, and we have Rabbi Shimon who says you're allowed to be maybe Klatshim based on soul in cases where you have no other choice. Like in weird cases where there's no other way to bring it, you know, you mix up two animals, you don't know if it's an Ashim or a Shlamim, and, you know, the only option to bring it is, you know, to bring it and then only have one day to eat it, etc. We don't usually assume that, but okay. As the Meir says, after all, they say because Savar aim of being Kachal Besab Sol, which implies in a Stam case, if you say Kasavar aim of Vien, that implies there's another Mandar Vien. So you have to say that this is the Manda Omar Mevi'im Kodshim Lebeis HaPsol Pashtos. That's what you have to say for Rashi, because you're right, it's very dachuk to say it's a weird case that they made a rookie mistake, since we're looking for normal cases. Pashtos, okay, Rabbi Yannai is nidchak to say that our mission is the Manda Omar, that you're allowed to be made Lechachila Mevi'im Kodshim Lebeis HaPsol. But you see how Rashi is dachuk. Basically, see how Rashi is dachuk, and Tosfos is dachuk. Rashi's dachuk, even though a lot of Rishonim want to support him, because we haven't really seen in Shas clearly among the Amr that Mechathilim would be in Kachal Beis Absol, although we can find hints there is one. And Tosfos dachuk, because Rabbi Yannai's whole Shita is Sheiros Hayu, and we say he didn't really mean Sheiros Hayu. So that leaves us with the third possibility, which is the Tosfos Rush. Interestingly, the Tosfos Rush quotes the Riva. Tosfos also quotes the Riva, but apparently they have different Masoras, exactly what the Riva says. It says Tosfos Rush. Okay, the Lashon is a little confusing, but he seems to be quoting the Riva, and it seems to be while he's quoting the Riva, he says this. Tosfos Rush, say Nikra B'yud Gimel. They're Nikra B'yud Gimel, and they're still called, right? The Nikraim Sheiros. They're still called Sheiros. Why are they called Sheiros if they're Nikra B'yud Gimel? After all, it's a soul of Lina. Lina was exactly what? Who was it before Rabbi Yannai? Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina said it's a soul of Lina because it sat overnight, and that's why it's Psulos. And Rabbi Yannai says, no, they're really Sheiros. But they also have soul of Lina. If it's also soul of Lina, how could he disagree with Hamina and say they're really Sheiros? So as the Tosfos Rush says, Ela de lo chomer isurayu ka'osum sheniru lachila v'shuv nitosru. No, Lina of something that was never fit for eating is not the same as Lina of something that was fit for eating. Lina of something that was fit for eating, which by Hamina Shita is called psukos, because that's very chomer. You're high of courage for eating. Right? Lina of something that was not fit for eating, like Nishmach Adam, there was never a Zrikas Adam, is not so chomer, and you're not kind of curious for eating it, and therefore can still be called Sheiros. Okay, this Tosfos Rush is super duper important because his Chiddush is that Iber Tzura is not puzzle like Lina. Even though Iber Tzura is Lina, it's leaving it overnight, but Lina of something kosher, Lina of something that was Roy Lachila, that was Nikrav Kelfaso, is Vopasso. Lina of something that was not Nikrav Kelfaso, which is the meaning of the word Iber Tzura, Pashtos, which is the meaning of the word Iber Tzura, is not called Pussel, is still called Kosher. And of course, that brings up the big question as to what's Pshat in Iber Tzura. And I'll admit that the reason I didn't want to... Well, want to skip this. So yeah, even though we could have just gone to the next mission, it's because here I'm admitting my amoratus. My whole life, I always thought that Ibra Tsura was the exact same thing as Lina or Nosa. Why did I think that my whole life? Not just Sam, because I'm a dumb guy. Because, you know, your whole life, when you grow up, you learn Gemara with Rashi, right? I mean, you go through Daf Yomi, and, you know, all 2,711 of them, and you do it with Rashi. You don't necessarily see all the Rishonim. And if you just learn Gemara with Rashi, I think that's exactly what you would think. What's the point of Hebrew Tzura? Let's review. If something has a psul that is not an inherent psul but a side problem, that's called not psul of gufo, but a psul mechutz legufo, such as the dam umid bailem. You can't burn it right away. Simple pshat is that you're not allowed to burn it right away. Rather, you need Ibra Tsura. So what is this Cheftza called Ibra Tsura? So Rashi discussed this in a few places, most explicitly in Daf Lamed Dalet in Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, which is the first time that we encounter this this principle of the of Kol Shepsul Begufo, etc. And what does Rashi say? To Uber Tsurasa Hainu Psol Lina. That is the same exact psol as Lina. Iber Tsuris Maris Basar, which causes to pass the Tsura, the look of the meat. But Lina's Laila Echad, that has to sit one night. Lina's Laila Echad, who? In one night, you lose the Tsura, the form of the meat. The Kemish Lana Balaila, Rain, no sar. Right? Uses all the proper words. Lina, no sar, meaning. Basically, what Rashi's saying is that Harihu Nosar, it's exactly the same whether a carbon was totally kosher and edible and nikro kilchaso and sat overnight, or whether it was it was not edible and was not nikro kilchaso and sat overnight. Either way, it becomes Nosar v'tom sreifa v'nisraf and need sreifa, and therefore you burn it. Okay, that is Rashi very, very clearly, that it's the same concept as Lina and Nosar. Rashi says, the Meiri really says the same thing there. The Meiri is clearly on Rashi's side. What does the Meiri say there? He says, Mamtino achdu uber tzura, sorbet somu lomar, sheishhenu achiyasa Nosar. Wait till it becomes Nosar. Vishtanu mariso sheiton sreifa bevadai. Then it changed the way it looks, and it for sure needs sreifa, right? Until it becomes Nosar. It's just, you don't know what to do. Basically, you have this carbon that's in limbo. You're not sure what to do with it. On the one hand, you can't eat it because it's not nikur pilchasal, so in the dam, the bilem. On the other hand, you can't burn it because it's not pusle. The answer is wait till it becomes pusle gufo. No, sir, it's absul de gufo. And once it gets absul de gufo, then you can burn it. Basically, there's only one rule. Whenever something has absul de gufo, you burn it. If it has absul de gufo now, you burn it now. If not, you wait till tomorrow and it gets absul de gufo and you burn it tomorrow. What's the meaning of Shinishtana Marito? Good question. Why is, if for Rashi, Ibra Tsura is, obviously you're thinking in contrast with Rabbi Yochanan already. If for Rashi, Ibra Tsura means, let's just contrast with Rabbi Yochanan for a moment, says Rabbi Yochanan right here, says to Ibra Tsuraso Kolomar, Kozman Shei Tochen Shei Ochel Menicho, so as long as it is possibly edible, you leave it. Until it spoils and loses the form of michi, after the yachal clown becomes totally inedible, the yitzi the shreifa and gets burnt. Meaning for Rabbi Yochanan, all Ibra Tsura means you mamish leave it till it spoils. Okay, just before we answer Shmuel's question, which I think we can answer, let's just see that Rashi says the same thing all over Shas and Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Gemara discusses. Specifically in the context of a complex psul by Karmer Pesach, brings up the same issue, says Rashi, Dim Rassel to Uber Tsurasso, says, Yamtina lot she uber in the Tsuras Basar, Chimene Psula Karmel, also fake out the Mizayah, the Iber Tsura who psul Lina, the Avali Psula Bukufo. Very clear, Iber Tsura is just psul Lina, which is Psula Bukufo. And Rabbeinu Hanano there says, let me just read your Rabbeinu Hanano. Um, here's Rina Chavit. To Uberts Ruskol Mishar Yamim, it sits many days on Shiyavish till it spoils. Velo Yishar Lo Ad Mumis, and there's no redness left. El Latas Ruskin Yerakrukas, it turns white. You know, like an old loop. The Yezil Beisas Reifa. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan is very clear. The Shitase two place that means total spoilage. While Rashi is very clear that it just means the regla din of lina, which is just looking to cop up soul gof. Okay, Rashi said the same thing in the Nachos, as he says two places in Psachim. What does he say in Menachos? He says tipasel belina. It gets up soul of lina. The calls manshul and if the lina ain't as rough and elam kipsula begufo. Okay, Shmuel asked the question. You have another question. Yeah, okay. I don't want to be with Dida quite that much until it's Nifsalubalina. It's not Nisraf unless it has some other Psalubufo already. That doesn't bother me so much. It is interesting. I thought about why he adds the word Nosar in one place and just says Lina without the word Nosar in the other places. I don't have a great explanation. How? That is not unreasonable. You know what? That is not unreasonable. Okay, let's come back to that in a minute. Okay. Let's ignore that for a minute. Let me answer Shmuel's first question. Sorry, you're asking a lot of questions, and if you have some, I'm supposed to answer the first one first. So, Shmuel asked, if it's really just Psolina, then why is it called Ibertur? Why is it called losing its physical form? According to Ben Hanano with spoilage, we understand that's called losing its physical form. Why is it called losing its form if it is a Psolina? Or the shot is that... this certainly works for Rashi Lishitase in Shmuel Staf Yud Aleph. That just brings up the question of, well, why is Nosar possible in the first place? After all, why can't you eat carbonos for as many days as you want? So, I don't know. But there are those who have theories, right? The Rama in the Morda Buchim says very, very clearly in... Chelik Gimel, Perek Mem Vav, he says, why can't you eat kutchen after a day or two? He says, Hagdolas HaKarbon Shloya Nimas V'Nivzeh. That, you have to exalt the karbonos, you have to respect them, and they shouldn't be disgusting and despicable. And he says, that's the reason for a few things, including one of them, lo yachal achras manu. Right? That's the reason for a million things, according to him. Just so that it shouldn't be disrespectful and look nibzev and nimas and look to, and be disgusting. And then he adds, and that's why. And he says, why shlomim, which are on our lower level, we're not so careful about, are eating for 2 days, but not for 3 days. Because after 2 days, after 1 day, it's not so respectful. After 2 days, it's for sure gets zuma and hefsed, it gets spoiled. So it could be the reason for the Yisra of Nosar is because it's not respectful to eat spoiled karbanos. In which case, it could be that the whole point of Nosar is that Nosar is like Xeris HaKasav, a certain level of Xeris HaKasav of spoilage that's disrespectful to karbanos. How do I know Rashi holds that? There is a wild Rashi in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph when the Gemara here has a Dea that, which I think we Paskin like, that there's no Psul of Lina in Ketores. All right, Ketores has no Psul of Lina. Why is there no Psul of Lina in Ketores? So that's very unclear. It's a big machlokas, the Maskana. But Rashi says, Eina Mishana Es Marisa. It says something of Surah B'Chalashana Kula, the word Surah. And Rashi says, Eina Mishana Es Marisa. It doesn't change, meaning Torah is a spice, right? Spices last forever, right? Spice is the one thing that never spoils. Since it doesn't physically spoil, there's no psul of lina in Ketores. And then he says, oh, but it's a zirig rabbanan to other things. So Rashi in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says the whole psul of lina has to do with spoilage. And therefore, for Rashi, it's not surprising that he thinks Iber Tzura means psul lina. Oh, if it means psul lina, why does it more call Iber Tzura and not the chalos psul lina? The answer is the psul lina is also because of spoilage. And therefore, it's not unreasonable to call it Iber Tzura. That's what I think
Couldn't you ask, there has to be a difference between, there has to be a difference between lina and Iber Tzura. What happens if you shuft a korban first thing in the morning and then you wait 12 hours? It's the same thing as waiting something late in the afternoon and having it overnight. Lina means overnight. Iber Tzura could mean 12 hours.
No, that's exactly what Rashi's denying. Rashi's saying you're wrong. Rashi's saying Iber Tzura is chalos psul lina, and it means keeping it overnight. That seems to be, I mean, that seems to be the assumption of the mainstream Yeshiva Machoron who follow Rashi. Rashi means it means leaving it overnight. Ah, you'll say, why does leaving it overnight have to spoil it? The answer is, what I'm trying to answer is that if the whole psul of lina is, like all dinim d'oraisa, there's some low plug involved here. I know technically the phrase low plug is used for Torah bonds. What's the point? Well, all the dinim d'oraisa are trying to quantify things that really, you know, are on a case-by-case basis. All of life is on a case-by-case basis. That's not how halacha works. Halacha takes life, which is on a case-by-case basis, and gives general rules in order to quantify it and to give you hadracha. Okay, why? That's a question not for the marks here.
Is there any sort of lead?
That what I'm claiming for Rashi is that the Torah didn't want korbanos to be disrespected by being spoiled or by being eaten when they're spoiled. Eaten by you or eaten by the Mizbeach when they're spoiled. The Torah is not going to tell you measure on the clock how many minutes passed and measure the temperature outside and measure the weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Torah gives you a general rule that in one night, that's considered too spoiled, and that's exactly what Rashi's saying. As opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel says practically, Iber Tzura means look when it's spoiled, and Rashi says, no, it's a chalos lina, but the reason why it's okay for Rashi to interpret Iber Tzura as chalos lina is because chalos lina is also about spoilage, just like Xeris Akaso based on the idea of spoilage, which is making sort of a low plug on the idea of spoilage. Okay. Exactly. Tavar mar luchlukas abasur mimenu ad machar b'tibasu b'lina. Meaning the psul of lina. Who says the chalos lina, irrespective of what time of day you shechted and what temperature was outside and whether it rained or not, etc., is when it's tavar luchlukas basar. Okay, I think you can answer with Rashi and Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That's the nature of the din of lina, is that anything that can spoil, meaning everything but Torah, everything that's not a spice that can spoil, the Torah made a general rule that by tomorrow morning you consider it too spoiled. Okay, now.
Rav Asaf, what about Menachot? Is there Isur Notar and Lina in Menachot, which are not Basar?
Absolutely. Menachot also spoil. Right? Right? Keep your bread on your counter and it will spoil. I promise you. Even the angel's bread, that they put preservatives. Don't they put preservatives in angel's bread? Even the angel's bread from the supermarket with preservatives spoils. So certainly, fresh bread spoils.
We're
in a finale is a much higher degree of spoilage. He says, "Man is spoiled the God." Right? Well, Rashi says, "No, just spoil. Look at the Xeris Akaso of the standards." Okay, let's get back to this for a moment. So if we want to ask, what is just physically pshuto, not any logos? What does the word Iber Tzura mean? How long is Iber Tzura? So says Rabbeinu Chananel, he says it means actual spoilage. Nothing to do with the psul of lina or nosar. According to Rashi, Rashi is, I think, the most clear about this. We'll put the Meiri in here also. Achiyasa nosar is also pretty clear. Rashi, and we'll come back to Shmuel's point in a few moments. Says Rashi in the Meiri, he says it means psul lina or nosar, which is a psul shebegufo. Is there a third shot? So here, we're misuphic, maybe there is. Here's the tricky point that no one really discussed. Rashi and Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Aleph. Rashi and Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Aleph is talking about Psul Chatas Ha'of. Okay, Chatas Ha'of is only allowed to be eaten for one day. Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel on the Beis is talking about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten one day. Meaning one day maximum. You know, we're not getting to the oneness of what happens at midnight. But certainly no more than one day. Rashi and Menachos, Daf Hei of an Aleph, right? Which is sort of all the Koros. It's talking about? Whichever. The Chatat and Hashem of Betzora, which can only be eaten for one day. What about Shlomim that have a side psul b'dam and violet that's not a psul b'gufo? When is Iber Tzur for Shlomim? Is it like the din of Nosar for Shlomim, which is 2 days, right? Because Shlomim are perfectly edible the next day. Or is it like the other case of Iber Tzur for one day? That is not clear in most of the Mefarshim. The only one who surely knows the answer seems to be the Rav Avadya ben Artanura, who definitely takes Rashi's approach in the Pirush Shai Sipsachim. He says the Iber Tzur also means Yam Tet Shevel Day Nosar, right? He calls it Nosar. And if he calls it Nosar, then he says in Shkolim, Iber Tzur to Shlomim, Haino Ad Yom HaShlishi. Right? So we can add him here, the Bartanura. Okay, and therefore says the Bartanura, he says, and I think Rashi would agree, because Rashi talks about the soul of Lina becoming Nosar, and Lachor, the soul of Lina and Nosar in Shlomim is only after 2 days. And the Meiri says it becomes Nosar. So I assume Rashi and Meiri would agree with the Bartanura. I can't prove it, but that shot of their loss wouldn't get that.
I don't know anything about
the
2 days for Shlomim. We suggest that baseline, all Notar is one night, and then there's another day when you have.
Yes, you could. I was wondering if someone was going to say that. If you were going to say that, you know, Yom Zebrachel, Yachel, Macharasta, and Osara, Yom Ashlishi. Be'ish Sareif, and maybe Yom Zeb Chachem Yechel is different from Yom Haras. And the truth is, you can find various Rashidas. Maybe it's the Chachili needed the same day, and only the Diabet needed the next day, although that's very, very far from mainstream. Maybe you could say that even by Shlomim, it's really no sir after one day. You just have some special allowance, you know, an extension, and you don't get that extension except in the normal circumstances. But that's a chiddush. Correct. But that's a chiddush. That's not the simple shot. And therefore, psul lina and nosar, what would we say? We would say that therefore, that ibor tsura dish lamem is only the Yom HaShlishi after 2 days. However, Tosos is Masopic about this. Tosos on Daf Tesvav is Gufa Masopic about this. He says it's in the course of, it's totally a tangent. He's trying to make Cheshbon of something else there. But he says it's a case of, Rashi makes no kinta that a certain case of a Shlishi Latoma, of meat of conscience that's a Shlishi Latoma, is where it touched a kli that touched mashkin. The mashkin were a rishon, the kli was a sheni, the meat became a shlishi, and Tosfos asked, but since that's only a light zera derabanan, the kli that touched mashkin, we paskin that even though it's metame, since the only metame is a light zera derabanan, you have to wait for Iber Tzura, because really the rice is kosher lagamre. And he says, if you have to wait for Iber Tzura, then it becomes nosar, as Tosfos says. nisraf ela be'ibur tzura, .. and me'achar shana said nosar. And once it's nosar, then what's the chiddush of Chinyas Gan HaKohanim, who says that you can burn it together with other tummy things, or tummy d'oraisa. Once it's nosar, of course you can tummy d'oraisa. There's nosar anyway. So that's also this question of Rashi, which is why he rejects Rashi, but he throws in here, there's another tzad to the chakira. Me, we ibur tzura and luna be'alba. If it's an ibur tzura just one night, avadulavi nosar, even before it becomes nosar, lo kashamidi, it is not difficult. Now, now he's saying before it becomes nosar. He's not saying it does become nosar in this case. Tosos is mesopic. What's Tosos is suffic? Tosos is mesopic. Maybe it's a din of nosar. He used the word nosar. Or maybe he says lina bi'alma, meaning you just keep it over one night, whether it becomes nosar or not. Just keeping number one night is Iber Tzura Linas Laila. I don't need the word, but I'm a Linas Laila. Echad, you just see AFP Shalonase. No, sir. Right? Even if it wouldn't be no, sir, just you have to save it overnight for some reason, even though it wouldn't become no, sir. Right? He's admitting it's not no, sir. He just means you have to keep it overnight. If you have to keep it overnight, then taka works out there, so then there's actually nothing wrong with it. The next day, midoraisa, and then it's a chiddush that you're allowed to mitami it, which is the sugya of chinyan kind of funny that we'll get to next time. Anyway, we have 3 days basically. What's shot in ibur tzura? Is ibur tzura mean did nosar? Is it a longer time than did of nosar, or is it a shorter time than did of nosar? But which I mean. Sometimes the same as the time of nosar, and sometimes less than nosar. But obviously, if it's sometimes less than nosar, then fundamentally it's not to make it nosar. It's just a different getter. And that's the fundamental hakira here is what's the nature of what's the nature of ibur tzura? Is ibur tzura nosar or is ibur tzura? And if it's not nosar, what is it? It's not nosar. What is it? It is just a din in Sreifas Kachim. There's a Xeris custom in Sreifas Kachim that if there's a psul b'gof, you burn it right away. If there's not a psul b'gof, then you burn it the next day. Mehevi Tesi, such a Xeris custom. So it also deals with this on Daf Pei Beis, on Daf Pei Beis and Aleph. Tosa says that there's a... there's a pasuk to burn it. Right, the Gemara Darshans that we understand you have to burn Tameh, Beishis Arei, if we have to say you have to burn Yotze, etc. So, Tosa, and this pasuk is, and then what about lon dama nishbach dama yotze tame? What about a psul dam? The kind of mystery for me. No, the answer is you learn it from a shimon bakodesh ba'esi sarif, which is that all different things are still nisra. Tosa says, and Tosa here is 2 days. What does Tosa say? V'im tomar v'maitzer karv psul adam. The kimtzer ibur tzura pshita yusarif mishem nosar. Why do you need a pasuk that you burn something that has a psul nadam? Nishmach dama, one dama. After all, you need ibur tzura. Once you need ibur tzura, he says, mishem nosar. Meaning, the first day of Tosfos is like the first day of Tosfos in Daf Tesvav. I mean, the first day of Tosfos in Daf Pei is the same as the first day of Tosfos in Daf Tesvav. So she tells some in that sense. Of Omri Deesha, well, they have like four komshia nosar. He says, really, of course you don't need a pasuk that you burn after Ibur Tzura, because Ibur Tzura is Nosar. So what's the Pasuk teaching? The Pasuk is teaching you just not to dispose of it, not to bury it beforehand. It's not teaching you that you burn it after Ibur Tzura. The Pasuk teaching you that you're not allowed to dispose of it in a different way before Ibur Tzura. Okay, but it's obvious you burn it after Ibur Tzura. Nosar, inami, hava, mina, filmshi, and Nosar, lo, yusari, if the Nosar, where the Hila comes, you told her, sorry, the Mashal, Serial, to blue. Okay, and what's the second? Basically, this is the same as Tosus's 2 days there. How do you know that you burn after Ibur Tzura? One day is, you know you burn after Ibur Tzura, because it's nosar, you don't need a pasuk. Right? Then what would be Tosus saying? He's also misunderstood about this. Right? He gives two answers. One is that it's obvious without a makor that you burn nosar, meaning, because we know nosar is burnt. You don't need a special makor for Hebrew surah. Srefa achar Hebrew surah is obvious without a makor, because we know you're burning nosar. And what's the second day? Now again, the second day you can say there's only nahachmin or even mastana, but his second day, I think, matches the second day here. What's he saying? He's saying that no, you need a new makor to burn after Ibur Tzura, because you need a new makor to burn after Ibur Tzura, because it's not real nosar. Why is it not real nosar? Because real nosar is only things that you should have eaten and didn't eat, right? As Tosa says, again, lo sosiru elotochlubu. Okay, he's adding words to the pasuk, right? Lo sosiru v'edem aboker. He might have just said whatever sits overnight or for shlomim 2 nights is nosar, right? Tosa, no, he reads a svar into the pasuk. When you should eat it and don't eat it, then it is nosar. But when it's possible in the first place, that's not nosar. What is it? It's something else. It's the psul of psul b'dam l'bailim. What's the rule of nosar? You burn it right away. What's the rule of psul b'dam l'bailim? You burn it after Ibur Tzura. It's interesting. Tosfos does not.
It's wrong.
What?
He brings the Rosh's Kiddush and says it's wrong.
Where does he say it's wrong?
Havamina.
Havamina. Okay, so that's the old question. Havamina. Question is, what's the maskana, right? Havamina that it's not real nosar, and therefore you don't have to burn it. What's the kamashlan? You can read the kamashlan 2 ways. You can read the kamashlan is real nosar, or you can read the kamashlan, I know it's not real nosar, but you have to burn it anyway, right? I think but you're right. The kamashlan could go both ways. You could say no. They both go to the first day in Tosos that we did Nosar. They both go to the day that's with Nosar, just a Havamina. Or you say, Havamina is not Nosar, Kamashulam it is. Or you could say, no, Havamina is not Nosar, Kamashulam is also not Nosar. Like the second day in Tosos in Daf Tesvav. Just you burn it anyway. It's like Zeres Kosov to burn it after Ibur Tzura. Look, yeah.
It has to be in a state where were it not for this side of soul, it would have been. I'm thinking with that, this bug is saying it doesn't need to, it's a shlama, it would even just be one day.
I'm not sure, Paul. Sorry.
The Tosfos Rebbe you just quoted would in theory say that even by a shlama, still need to wait for the second night. But the Kiddush I'm telling you is that since even though there's a side from there, but there's no halos, there's no sar, so still you can burn it. But let's say if we're talking about shlomo, we need to wait till the second night still. Hashem doesn't have this vav. The other day is saying no, even the first night.
No, but what I'm saying is that's the 2 ways of reading the second day of Tosfos here. Second day of Tosfos here again says havamina. I'll read you the havamina again. Havamina filuksha no sir lo yisar. Even when it's no sir, you shouldn't burn it. Okay, because it's not no sir lechila. What's the kamashlan? The kamashlan could be that when it's no sir, you shouldn't burn it. Or the kamashlan could be no. Havamina even when it's no sir, you shouldn't burn it. Kamashlan that you burn it not me the no sir. You burn it didn't eat Ritzura. And when you burn it didn't eat Ritzura, it's after 1 night even for a shlomo. And you can read the Kamashwan in 2 ways. Kamashwan that, I understand the smoothest way of reading the Kamashwan would make both days of Tosfos like the first day of this book, which is what you're claiming. One day it says, be sorry, you burn it because there's no sir. The other says, happening that you don't burn it because there's no sir. Kamashwan, you do burn it because there's no sir. But I'm saying, I'm not convinced that that's the only way to read. Havmina, even when it's no sir, lo you sorry. And what's the Kamashwan? Maybe the Kamashwan is that. Havmina, even when it's no sir, you don't burn it. Kamashlan, even when it's not nosar, you do burn it. Because of the Xeris Akasav. And where does the Xeris Akasav say anything about being nosar? The Xeris Akasav actually says, Lon Dama Nishbach Dama, you are, you're sorif. Okay, it's an interesting question. How do we know you even were tzur in that case. And maybe Tosos say somehow that's applied by the mashal, but I let's say go both ways, right? Let's say if here is the second day, Havamina she'eino nisraf midin nosar. What is the kamashmalan? You could say kamashmalan is, this is what both of you are claiming. I'm in minority here. I'm outvoted 2-1, but on the other hand, I have the podium. Kamashmalan de'achin nisraf midin nosar. Or you could say no. Kamashmalan din nisraf midin mechudesh al pi gzeres hakasuv. After all, you could say the gzeres hakasuv megalal anu that it's still included in nosar. Or you could say no. The gzeres hakasuv is megalal anu that anu did. And that din is called shreifa midin ibur tzura. So basically what I'm saying is when you have shreif midin ibur tzura, there are three ways you can understand it. Rabbeinu Hananel says, what's pshat shreif midin ibur tzura? Okay, it's spoiled legamri. Minastam, you don't need, it's not a chiddush to say if it's spoiled legamri and inedible, you would burn it. Minastam. Okay, the Rashi and the Meiri, the Bartanura says just the regular old din of lina and nosar, and you burn it midin. If I know, sir, you may know I go for or if I know, sir, I go for Meishtis Rufu. And at least one day in Tosnaf this book, and I think quite likely, meaning putting them together, maybe if I wouldn't put word, if I meant both of them, I wouldn't say this, but I think once you put them together, it's reasonable that one day in Tosnaf big days also is saying, no, this meeting Xeris Akasa, that really you should burn it right away, because it is a psul. Ah, but it's a side psul and not an inherent psul. So the din of a side psul is that you burn it the next morning. That's the din of a side psul. You wait a little while and burn it. It's a chiddush of Ibur Tzura. And what does this really, what's the real yisod here? The real yisod here is, maybe that's not the real yisod, but the big question is, let's go to Rabbeinu Hananel. What's the classic question everyone asks Rabbeinu Hananel? Why does he have to leave it till it spoils? How long does it take to totally spoil? Right, the answer is, probably it depends. Sometimes one day, sometimes 2 days, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 4 days, right? Mestama no less than 2 days, because if the Torah says you can always eat shlomer for 2 days, mestama, it hardly ever spoils then, right? But I think we can feel confident that, right? I don't know, am I the only one here who you see the expiration date on cottage cheese? And you say, if the expiration date on cottage cheese says May 1st, and it's now October, then, you know, it would be a really foolish idea to eat it. But if the expiration date says May 1st and it's now May 4th, then obviously it's fine because, you know, they always have to be on the safe side, etc. And, you know, unless I know that I left it out someplace, you know, what are the odds? Right? You would eat the cottage cheese, no? No? Okay. I'll take a prize for myself. I'll eat the cottage. You have any cottage cheese that's 3 days over the expiration date? Bring it to me. I will eat it for you for free. I think it's an obvious assumption of Rabbeinu Hananel that if the Torah says, within 2 days it's mamish, kavod shamayim of kodshim, of geder simcha and gederach malachim, that you can eat things. Okay, maybe. Don't mean derach malachim, but nonetheless geder simcha and kavod. Then mastam on the third day and the fourth day, it's also basically edible. So Rabbeinu Hananel is saying to wait a few days, right? I didn't do the experiments. And mastam, it depends if it's August or January. But I would assume in January, you might have to wait quite a few days for Rabbeinu Hananel. So the question I would ask Rabbeinu Hananel is, the obviously is that, hold on a second. Why, I mean, we already answered this question, right? It's not a question to us anymore. How can you wait 4 days before burning it? Doesn't it become nosar after 1 or 2 days? And the answer obviously is, like Tosos already said here, Tosos said, it's Shreifa. But like Tosos says in Daf PBs, that, no, maybe nosar only applies to something that is, to something that's Roi L'Achila. Something that's not Roi L'Achila does not have a din of nosar. Meaning, in that way, it's very reminiscent of what other iser only applies if something is nikrov kil chasol legamrei? What iser only applies? You only chayav kares if it has this soul pickle, right? We all know that pickle is only applies as nikrov kil chasol. If there's something Nosar are, you know, the two sort of closest halacha categories. Nosar is the closest halacha category to pickle. So it could very well be that we can say, and not only that, forget about that, how about tummy, right? I mean, there are three chiyuvei karis in eating kachin. If I eat pickle, if I eat nosar, and just the gist, not if it is tummy. That's a lot of if I am tummy, right? If I eat pickle, if I eat nosar, or if I am tummy and I eat kachin. If I'm tummy and I eat kachin, it's very clear. Only something that's already nikrav and ready to be eaten by tahorim, if I'm tummy and chayiv karis. Otherwise, it's not the avir of tuma. It's an amerity, pasul kachin, but not the avir of tuma. Right? Only something which is totally kosher except for pickle is a lava of pickle, otherwise not the lava of eating pickle. So maybe the same applies to nosar. Right? Only something which is kosher becomes nosar. Something which has a psul does not become nosar. And that is I don't know if everyone agrees. And I know that the Achiezer sort of denies that Rashi means it, but that's the Rambam says clearly, you know, psul and kedushin. The Rambam is very clear in psul and kedushin towards the end, who says that first says this is going to increase us. You can't be chayav pigel and nosar for the same carbon, because once it's pigel, then the nosar can't be chal. And what does the Rambam explain about nosar nishma carbon shakarev kimitz vassal lachman vassal? Nosar is only if it's karev kimitz vassal. If it had any psul, then it's not nosar, right? It's only if it's karev kimitz vassal. If it wasn't karev kimitz vassal, he doesn't even say it was psul. If it's a lack of hakrava kimitz vassal, then there's no lav of nosar. And Rashi seems to say something similar in Maseches Krisos and Maseches Vachim. In Krisos, he says that pigol is not roi lachila. Lo chazil lo chilos lo chilos lo chilos lo chilos lo chilos lo chilos. Nosar is not chal on it. And Rashi Zvachim says the nosar el rebasar. Not exactly clear. There seems to be word missing. But achila betoks manu. It's in beyond zochen yel maharas man nosar yom shlishi. Nosar is only if it could have been eaten, and then you did not eat it. So the yisod seems to be down. Add one point. Who does the Rambam hold like here? It sounds like Rabbeinu Hanano. We're going to run with that for now. The Rambam sounds like Rabbeinu Hanano. Why? Because the Rambam twice compares Rishnayis. Like, in Perish Rishnayis, his Lashon is the clearest. But in Perish Rishnayis and Psachim, in the seventh paragraph of Psachim, he says, what does it mean? What does it mean to Ubar, where this Tosos is? Right? Pesach Yotso Shenitmar Yisarf Miyad. Nitmo Abayla Shavishim is a Psol, the Guf, Yotze Yotamei, it's Yisarf Miyad. Right, this is the concept that's in the Brisa all over the Gemara. Nimu abayim shavesuf. There's a psul in the Bible. Tukur tsuraso. The tsar pshiyed is ibur tsura, and you don't burn it until the 16th. Meaning it's not dochi yantif. Says the Rambam. What does it mean to ibur tsuraso? Hushi shar ad she is apesh viyis kalpia. You leave it till it gets rotten and ruined. Okay, that's the translation, the traditional, the old-fashioned translation. I think Kafach also used the same. No, this is the Kafach translation, actually. It sounds like it has to get mamash spoiled. It sounds like the Rambam is agreeing with the Rabbeinu Hanano. Likewise, in the Pirush Rishayim Shkolim, he says to Rasa Minichno, she's kalkel, besorfin oso. You leave it until it is... Neskalkel, some translations have Yipaseid. He doesn't say anything about how many nights you leave it, or Rapsulas chal on it. His lashon very different from Rashi. He doesn't say, leave it till it's Nefsalalina, leave it till it becomes Nosar, leave it one night, leave it two nights. He just says, you leave it till it's Miskalkel, till it's Misapesh. Likewise, the Rambam says, Helkab Sulim Kedoshim, Perek Avav Halacha Chaf, when there's, this is the Mishnah in Shkolim that says, Ibrat Tzura, he says, Minichna Kol Achi Yipastu Vatu Ubar Tzurasom. Leave everything until it's nifsad and its tzura is over. He doesn't say you leave it overnight. He doesn't say you leave it till it has a chalos psul. The Rambam certainly sounds like he thinks ibur tzura means you have to leave it until it is actually ruined.
So is this idea the Rambam like the idea of social shrush that we said?
Exactly. Let me just agree with you. So let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam Rabbi Chanan will ask, why leave it till it spoils? Why can't you burn it once it becomes nosar? The answer is that it never becomes nosar, because only something that is fit for eating becomes nosar. Something that's not fit for eating doesn't become nosar. If it doesn't become nosar, then, if it doesn't become nosar, then you can't burn it until it's totally spoiled. If so, then that explains the Tosos Rush, right? Meaning that might be Pshat and Rabbi Yannai and our Gemara. Rabbi Yannai says that it is kosher, not pusel. And then he says Nishvachatam. The problem with Nishvachatam is that if you're saying the Katalei Sapsol, it was brought yesterday. If it was brought yesterday, then we already have Hebrew Tzur. If we already get Hebrew Tzur, why isn't it Sol Lima? You have to say, based on Nicha Lederech, Rach and the Rambam, De Ibert Sura Eino Solina. It's not a soul of Lina. Lina is only in something that's kosher. There is no Lina in something that is a side soul. The Ibert Sura Eino Solina. Dirach kosher v'nikrav kimitzvaso nifsal belina ella zirasakosov. Well, you could say two ways. But ella zirasakosov v'din v'sreifas kodshim shalom nikravu. Meaning, a kodesh with a side soul is called kosher, not pusel. It's only as a side soul, doesn't have an inherent soul. And even if you leave it overnight, it doesn't get an inherent soul. So the soul of nosar and lina is not hal on something that is, it's in limbo. It's not kosher enough, the soul of lina, it's not inherently pusel, then it would be pusel today. It's not totally kosher, so the soul of nosar and lina is hal on it tomorrow, so it becomes inherently pusel. Rather, it's in limbo, it has a side problem. If it is a side problem, it's not inherently puzzled today, and it's also not inherently puzzled tomorrow, because it's a side problem. It wasn't ready to be eaten. Therefore, it wasn't nikra tolchaso. Therefore, the soul of Lina and Nosar is not chal on it. That has to be the Shita of the Rush. I mean, that's half, he says.
Isn't there a Stira in Rashi that says that Nosar is only if it was allowed to be eaten? And here he says...
Okay, good. What about the Stira in Rashi, right? Waiting for you. I actually wasn't waiting. I was going to ask it myself. What about Rashi? Rashi and Krisa said there's only a soul of nosar in something that is kosher. But yet, Rashi used the word nosar. Rashi is very explicit that Ibrut Surah is we did nosar. So how can Rashi say, I want to make the Rambam go, there's no soul of nosar in the case of Ibrut Surah because it's not kosher. It's not possible, but it's not kosher. It's not soul of a goofball, but it's not kosher. That's science. How about Rashi? Rashi says there's no soul of nosar. If Rashi says there's no soul of nosar, if it's not kosher, if it's not totally kosher, but yet Rashi says there is a soul of nosar because Ibrut Sura is nosar. So what is pshat in Rashi? So I think you could take Rashi in two directions. Although I think Shmuel has already proven which direction we want to take it in. What's pshat in Rashi? Rashi. On the one hand, in Psachim, he says that Nosar is Chal on, he says, Ibert Sura equals Nosar, right? On the other hand, in Krisos, okay, not the only place, he says that Nosar is Shayach Rak. What's his Lashon of Rashi in Krisos? Nosar is Shayach only if it's Roy Lachila, right? Big carbon. A roi lachila. That's a problem because Ibrut Sura's apartment is not roi lachila. And yet he said, if it was Roy Lachilut, you would just eat it. The whole reason has the ritual is because not Roy Lachilut. Let's say Nishma Adam, if those are, right? Or Nishma Bayit, in a case where that is Ma'akev. So what's Pshat in Rashi? How do you resolve the stira in Rashi? Good question. So there are many ways to resolve the stira of Rashi. One way is one could be mechalek between the psul nosar and the iser of nosar. Rashi in Krisos is, I mean, he's in Krisos. What are the odds of what he's talking about? Being chay of karis, right? Rashi in Krisos is talking about the chi of karis for nosar. So it could be the iser of nosar is not chal on something that is not edible, but the psul of nosar is chal. That's actually not so crazy. There's a big machlokas rishonim. How about pigle on something that has another psul? The chi of karis of pigle is definitely not chal. The psul of pigle chal. You have to be clever enough to come to that. There's another psul of kiris, but okay, they're clever enough to mean this. So you could answer. Have you answered the stira? One way to answer the stira is that the psul nosar is chal, but not the iser of nosar. Okay, that's one possibility. And in Zvachim also, he's dealing with the iser of nosar. If you look at the context there, chayyav in alei and shapegel nosar the tummy. The other possibility is that it depends what kind of soul we're talking about. Here it gets a little subtle. It depends what kind of soul we're talking about. Maybe if maybe you could say, what's he talking about in Krisos? He's talking about being chal on top of pickle. Right? Can no soul be chal on top of pickle? No, because it's not edible. What's he talking about in Zvachim Daf Tzadi? What's he talking about in Zvachim Daf Tzadi? Give me a second. He's talking about Yotze. Okay, I thought. Yotze and pigle is not edible, so no sir is not chal. But Yotze and pigle are psula begufo. So maybe you have to read Rashi a little more lumpish than he sounds. Rashi sounds like he's saying whenever it's not fit for eating, whenever it's not nikrov kel chasal, there's no din of nosar. So you could say, yeah, he really means that. There's no iser nosar, there's no psul of nosar. But maybe Rashi means, no, whenever fundamentally it's not edible because of the psul begufo, then maybe you could say he means no. Psulo begufo, then... that doesn't become nosar, which I admit is reading a little more into Rashi than he says. But of course, all the cases of Iber Tzura are not psulut gufo, right? That's the whole point, right? But psul she'eino gufo, where it's fundamentally roi lachila, it's just not. It's fundamentally roi lachila. It's just, one second, give me a second, I want to go back, let me just make an Arbal pen number one, before I forget. The Achiezer goes so far as to suggest that Rashi means really the psul nosar is chal, really the iser should also be chal, it's just a technical problem, in iser chal iser. Or you could say, no, fundamentally, there's Sveitina, the psul nosar lechod, and the iser of nosar l'chod, and the psul of nosar is one rules. And so even within this, you could say, I just want to point out, that there's a look ekroni between the psul and the iser. Or you could say, no, it's just a, it's just midin ein iser chalal iser. A psul is chalal iser, but an iser is not chalal iser. Okay, that's what the Ahiezer wants to say, which is not the simple Pshat Rashi, but let's go back to this. And I'm going to modify in a second, so let me modify. He says, maybe if Sol Gufo, that's what it means, but it's fundamental and it's inherently not Roy Lachila. There's no Chalos, no Sar. But it's inherently Roy Lachila, it's just a side problem. Then, it does become no Sar.
ki mishum shebigufo beikaron it was roi lachila. Yeah, begufo was roi lachila. It's a side problem, meaning not roi lachila. Maybe that's two ways to answer the Sefer in Rashi. However, lami is dainty. I'm going to say, but neither of these ways, because of what Shmuel said before, but first, attack me. Not you, the other Shmuel.
No, no, no.
You're a pair.
Obviously, I guess on some level, but the first way seems intuitive, because one could say that the whole Hisser Nosar is with this exception of the fact that the Torah wants to discourage you to not do Nosar. In a case where you had no choice, so it would make sense that the Isser Nosar would apply. Everything was possible anyway. There's nothing you could have done.
You're saying the Isser comes from the Aveira, let's say.
Right.
The Isser comes from the Aveira. You know, I don't mean you have to amaze it. The Isser comes from the Aveira, so if you didn't do an Aveira, then there's no Isser. But the Psul doesn't come from the Aveira. The Psul comes from didn't call it Kachim, call it Shemayim, as it were. Okay, so that you mean you're saying it's logical to say there's this fundamental distinction. I'm with you there, and I'll come back to that.
This might be a stretch, but why can't Rashi create a crisis coming to exclude just Ketores? Something that's not edible, meaning not food.
No, because he's explicitly, his context is he's coming to exclude Pigle and Yosef. That's the cases he's talking about. The cases he's talking about are Pigle and Yosef, not... Are Pigal and Yotze and not Ketores. I mean, that's what he's saying. It's Pigal of Karbonus in general and Yotze also of Katsukawa of Karbonus in general. Now, what did Shmuel Goldberg want to make me say before, though? He wanted to say that maybe we medayik a lot in Rashi. Should we really be so medayik in Rashi? Perhaps we should. Let's just. Give me half a second. To make sure that I'm not going to make a mistake. Sorry, just indulge me for a moment. Maybe you could say like this. That... So I pointed out that Rashi said the word Lina in the word Lina in all the places, right? But he only said the word Notar in Daf Lamed Aleph. Now, the simple shot you could say is okay, La Dafka, Lina, Notar, same thing. Sometimes he's more wordy, sometimes he's less wordy. It's not Mukhra if you have to make a big deal out of this. Meaning, you know, we're not from the school of thought that says every word in Rashi after Medayik as if, you know, Moshe heard it before. You know, Rashi reads logically, and that's good enough for us. But it's still interesting that he said it here, and he didn't say it. That he didn't say it anywhere else. And maybe what you could say is that why did he say the word Nosar on Daf? Not like Tosos. Tosos says the word Nosar everywhere. Why do you say the word Nosar Daf Lamed Dalet and not on the other places? Because there are really two different kinds of Hebrew Tzura. This is not going to help us at all for the Rambam. There are two different cases where we find Hebrew Tzura. One is a case like Dafayim Gimel, like Daf Pei Beis, etc., where there is a side psul, psul b'damu b'vayim, as opposed to psul b'gofta. The other case you need Hebrew Tzura is where there's a suffix psul, which is the Mishnah Shkalim, and the case in Daf Lamed Daled. Interestingly, the case in Daf Lamed Daled needs Hebrew Tzura is not because of psul b'damu b'vayim. Just coincidentally, the next line happens to say psul b'gof needs Hebrew Tzura, psul b'damu b'vayim doesn't. But in this line of the Gemara, they don't say that toy needs Hebrew Tzura. Why does it need Hebrew Tzura? Because there's a hakira there. What's the problem with Heschadas? Right? Take your mind off Kachel. You don't watch it, right? You leave it unguarded. Is it a chashash tumah or is it a fundamental din? Because if it's a fundamental din, that's psul agaf. It's fundamentally this meat, right? It's not a din in the Bailim or in other cuts of the dam. This meat was unwatched, that's a psul agaf. If it's a psul agaf, right? Psul agaf doesn't have to be physical. Psul agaf can be mental also, right? Like pickle.
It just means filigree means it's in the meat, not in a different chafta. So, but if it's a shash toma, then you need ibur tzura. Why do you need ibur tzura? Because of a shash toma. Because maybe it's tummy, maybe it isn't. If it's tummy, you should burn it. If it's not tummy, you can't burn it. So you need ibur tzura. Meaning, there are two cases you need ibur tzura. One is by suffing psul, and one is by a side psul, a vadai side psul, right? Psul she'inu begufo. For suffing psul begufo. Rashi, interestingly, only says the word nosar by the suffix psul begufo and daf lamed aleph, if we're medayik in Rashi, and doesn't say the word nosar, but says the word lina in the case of psul she'inu begufo. Again, Rashi in Menachos daf hey, and Psachim daf ayin gimel says lina, and that's a psul she'inu begufo. Rashi in daf lamed aleph of Psachim says lina and nosar, and that's a suffix psul begufo, suffix not psul. Maybe it's hard for me to know how much we dike in Rashi, but it's interesting. Maybe Rashi thinks, and then you have to sort of combine some of these things, or maybe Rashi thinks logically, after all, if something is a suffix soul, maybe it's puzzle, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's puzzle, maybe it isn't. So then, of course, nosar is chal, because maybe it's puzzle, but if it isn't puzzle, then why shouldn't nosar be chal? Right? What? We might have shach. If it's Tomei, then it's possible Gufo already. And if it's not Tomei, Alatzad, it's not Tomei, why should Nosar be Chal? Not saying everyone agrees. I'm not saying Rene Fanat agrees. But that's Rashi. When it said Ibert Tsurami didn't suffake, then of course it becomes Nosar. When it's Ibert Tsurami din, that like Solsha Enum Gufo, then it can't become Nosar because it's not Rai Lachila. But it still can be Lina. What do I mean by Lina? Meaning the Psul of Nosar. Right? It's called Lina, but not the Isser, right? Lina is not the name of an Isser in the Torah. There's no Isser in the Torah called eating Lina. Lina is the name of a psul. Nosar is the name of a psul and an Isser. So what I want to, if you want to be a dayak in Rashi, what you want to do is go back to this daya and point, go back to this daya, right? So you want to be counting the phrase Lina and the phrase Nosar. And, and if you want to be a diok in the Lashon of Rashi, what will you say? Lina means the psul, nosar means the iser, and he says it depends which kind of ibur tzura. There's two kinds of ibur tzura. The more interesting kind of ibur tzura is really a psul she'inu begufo, right? Because it's a new kind of category. But there's also a psul of ibur tzura, which is what they dealt with in the Mishnah Shkolim, and in one side of the Kafir Naflam Dala that has Hadas, the suffix Toma, not a din in and of itself, is a suffix soul. So what does he want to say? He wants to say that when you have a psul she'eino begufo plus ibur tzura equals the psul nosar called Luna. The gam, psul nosar, without the iser of nosar. There's no iser of nosar because it was never rai lachila. No iser of nosar without rai lachila. There's the psul of nosar. The psul of nosar doesn't require being rai lachila. However, if you have a suffix psul plus ibur tzura, then what do you get? You get a psul nosar, which is called lina, plus iser nosar, which is called nosar, which is the name of a chivkaris iser. And that's why Rashi only says the word iser daf lamed aleph and not daf ayin gimel and in psachim and in menachos rather, because there is a something. What do I mean by you get a psul nosar iser nosar? Nosar. I mean al hatzad that. It wasn't possible. Alatzad was already possible. Obviously, you don't get an Isser Nosar. But Alatzad, that it wasn't possible yet, means a 50% chance that the Isser Nosar is Chal, is what I'm saying. Okay, that's what I am claiming. If you want to be Daik and Rashi, if you don't want to be Daik and Rashi, you don't have to be Daik and Rashi. Right? But you can just stick with these two, and ultimately, you're still going to use, I think, one of these two answers.
Ultimately, you're still going to use one of these two answers, but if you want to dive in Rashi, you'd like Shmuel pointed out, then I think this is the deal you would make.
If so, Moser just means Lina, then doesn't there have to be a difference between the two of them? Because Lina, you could be Chal even before there's like a cover that could have like a block right also. Like in certain ways, if you shut the animal, then you go to the Greek and then you leave it overnight, that's also so Lina.
That's
also Lina and Mars.
That's also. Okay, that doesn't bother me as much. That's an interesting question. You know, what's the nature of this solina? Let's say you shechted and you just never zorg it down, right? So we know that there's a solina. Again, that's not the lima the Torah talks about. When the Torah talks about lo yod la boker, lo sod la boker, chag ha-pesach, it means that after Torah la krava, you shouldn't leave it overnight without being makrifit, without achilas mizbeach. So I think that would work well. Basically, what I'm going to claim is that the Rambam Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get myself in trouble. What I'm going to claim is at least, let's say Rabbeinu Chananel, I don't know if he would totally, I don't know that he would agree to what you just said. I don't know that Rabbeinu Chananel would agree to what you just said. Meaning, clearly Dam is Nifsal B'Shkiyas HaChama. Dam is Nifsal, at least in the practical sense, even before Lina, right? Once the sun sets, right, or the stars come out, the Dam is already possible for Shrika. What about the meat of the animal whose dam was never nizrak on the mizbeach? So I think that's good for the same machlok. Because Rashi would say the meat of the animal that the dam was never nizrak, meaning dam never nizrak, is sold dam. Dam never nizrak is basically the same as nishbach dama. Basically, one dama, nishbach dama. Rashi would, what you're saying is good for the machlok. Rashi would say if you were never zorik the dam, the next morning there's a psolina on this meat. How could there be no sir on this meat? So either one answer is there's a psolina on the meat, but there's no isser no sir on the meat. Or you'd say, no, there's even an isser no sir on the meat, because the gufo, there was nothing wrong with it. And Rabbeinu Chananel at least would say, he would say something very strange. Not strange, just unexpected to us. That the next, if you never zorik the dam, you get up the next morning and you find this meat of this animal and you don't burn it yet. You don't burn it yet until it spoils because it doesn't have a psul of lina. Because the psul of lina is only for things that were kosher. It doesn't have a psul of lina. Rather, it just has a psul b'dam. And if it only has a psul b'dam, then you have to wait till it spoils. I think Rinfan would actually disagree and say you have to wait till it spoils. And that's his whole chiddush. And he would disagree with your assumption. Okay.
Is that for Rashi and the test of that we got real soul here and
you have
that
soul lean
when you give it overnight?
No, he admits you have a soul lean either way.
Not have soul notar though, but Lina could read it to soul notar or it could be a Teddy Word Sura. The Word Sura is just the kind that you could burn it and burn it away.
Once you're going to chalakin the psul noser and the isser noser, turning Rashi really into the other side of Hakira, as it were, is what you're saying.
That's why Rashi is still kosher. It's not like it goes back to the official.
Right, that's why I think still kosher is different from Lina. So Rashi, when Rashi says absolved Lina, he would not be the closest Rashi. That's the duty of Rashi. Tosra says it's kosher the next morning. It's kosher. Meaning, what do you mean? It's just kosher was yesterday. It had a side problem. Right?
It says the word sura is after night.
What? Okay. So give me a second. Now, maybe I'm going out on a bit of a limb. What about the Tosos Rush? Who says Nichol Dar Harafa around my rope? But that's not what the Tosfos Rosh said. He said he returns overnight. Remember, this raf is very, very radical. This raf is a bit of Shita Shachet, right? Tosfos Rosh says it's overnight, right? Yud Gimel to Yudalid. So I think that Tosfos Rosh not only Nichol Dar Harafa, not only Nichol Dar Harafa Rambam, he's also Nichol l'derech, this possibility in Tosos, as what's his lashon? His lashon is, let me read it again. What does he say? Lo chamer iser rayu ka'osur shen nira l'achila v'shug nitosur. It's not a chamer iser like something is nira l'achila and then nitosar. Now again, not a chamer iser, I don't think just means you're not chayv karis, etc. Because then I don't know if that would affect what's called pasul or kasher. I think what it means is it's not even a chamer psul. I think basically what I would say is, oh, but he doesn't like the Rach and the Rambam. So I would say, or nicha l'derech sad echad betosos. After all, the rest of one of the Bali Tosos, that echad, it's one night, it's not till it spoils, but it has nothing to do with nosar. It's a different din lagamri. Now I understand within this third derech, you could say it's also nosar when the time comes or not, but at the very least, l'derech sad echad betosos, the Ibor Tzura, Laila Echad, Eino Midin Nosar, below Chal, Sol Nosar. Right, so you're right. I'm not really claiming, I'm starting out saying, oh, the Rush works for Rabbeinu Hananel. Yes, the Rush is not Rabbeinu Hananel, because the Rush is assuming that Ibor Dabba that Ibor Tzura is the next day. Rather, what I'm claiming is that the Rush is, right, and he admits that you burn it the next day. The Kaimi L'Shreifa, he says, it's already burnt the next day. Ah, but just because it's not Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't mean it's Rashi. Maybe he says it's one day, but not one day he did Nosar. One day he did Ibor Tzura, which is a separate soul from Nosar.
In terms of Ari's case, what do you have is more or less similar than you never use Rika and then you wait a night. So,
which is about one Dhamma in Lashon Gemara.
Right, so Rabbi said that
I'm
going on
the lip.
Yeah, I don't
even know if I'm going on the
lip. Rather,
what Tosfos Rosh is saying is that he says he would burn it the next day, but it wouldn't be no, sir.
Right, but saying it, it's still kosher.
Correct, but it would still be kosher. Exactly, I'm just saying that exactly. So what I'm saying to Ari is just the it's just the Tosfos Rosh.
If you would say that the Yitzura in our sukkah is only about the bread, not about the entire korban. Maybe when he says one night, it's lav davka. It's just that, unlike Rabbeinu Hananel, was talking about meat, and it takes a few days when you're talking about bread, especially if you leave it up in the heichal.
Maybe. Look, it's possible, but I'm not convinced. First of all, I'm not convinced. See us that bread spoils faster than meat. I don't know. I haven't tried enough. But all I know is that in my house, we leave the bread in the bread box when we buy it, and we leave the meat in the fridge. That seems to hint to me that meat spoils faster than bread. But what do I know? Anyway, that's too much of a stretch.
If you buy real bread, like organic bread, it's spoiled every day.
Really?
Especially if you leave it in the sun, like at the...
No, they did that afterwards, not before that. Okay, anyway, Yesh Lion. Okay, let me just summarize a little bit what you're saying and then point out some difficult parts. I take the picture, right? Chaya, we miss you. Sorry. We basically asked ourselves two related questions. Number one, when did the din of Nosar apply? And number two, what is this din called? What is this din called Ibor Tzura? So let us just summarize the relationship between Ibor Tzura
and Iber Tzura and Nosar. So what are we going to say? Iber Tzura and Nosar. So one possibility is that Iber Tzura is one side of Hakira is. And what is the function of Iber Tzura? Let's remember, again, pretty much everyone agrees, Iber Tzura is what is Matir Srifa, right? You can't burn it until Iber Tzura. That's the halachic function of Iber Tzura. So Iber Tzura is, it's Matir, it's Bechayim Srifa Lechora. Iber Tzura. We did Nosar, right? Avad Nosar, we made a boker, but Ish Tisrofu. Or you could say, no. Iber Tzura, Eino Nosar. Lo Shayach, Din Nosar. Bid Bostar. Sheino. Lo shayach din nosar. Dover she'eino roi lachila. V'ton sreifa. Midin. Let's say psulo. Whatever the psul is, that's why it's hung straight up. Not me didn't know, sir. Theoretically, you could say in between. Theoretically, you could say that they're both true. Meaning, it's both. Or, theoretically, you could say Iber Tzura is an independent din. But it can also become Nosar. I'm not so attracted. Someone say, for the Tzad of Tosa, that Iber Tzura is a one day for Shlomim, it's Iber Tzura is an independent din after one day, but after 2 days, it also becomes Nosar. Or for a Hadas, after one day, it becomes Iber Tzura and Nosar. Theoretically, you could say that I'm not terribly attracted. That's why I'm putting it in. In parentheses. And what am I going to say here? I'm going to say that's one of the questions that comes up is how did Nosar how Dabar Shaino Ra'i Lachila? Here you would say the Rambam. And Rashi, you say no. That doesn't work so well for Rashi. Lishitase, because who do we want to add right here? Rashi, the Me'iri, and the Artanura, and at least one Sakatosos, right? That it's Midin Nosar. So there we pointed out that if you're going to say Nosar Ischal, then you could either say yes, or for Rashi, you're going to have to say something in between, right? Or the Rashi, you could say either Chalpsol Nosar, Velo Isser Nosar. Okay. Or you could say Lo Chal Al Dover Shapostle. The Gufo, but it's Chal Al Dover Shapsulo Eno Gufo. And then we were diet that perhaps there's a difference. Okay, we'll get to that a little later. This might also tie in, might or may not tie into the question of how do we know what's the makor for Srefa after Iber Tzura? What
what's the makor for sreifas? Karbon shenifsal bedomo the avar tsuraso, right? Which is the 2 days in Tosos, right? If it's nifsal bedomo the avar tsuraso, the first day in Tosos says, and maybe the second day in Tosos thinks maskana midin midin nosa, right? The echad the Tosos. The Ulai Deabet Maskana agrees, as we have on the ball, on the board before me, Dinosar, as opposed to the second Dea in Tosfos, the Havamina, the Ulai Gam Lamaskana, who says, no, it's a, you need a new Xeris HaKosov, right? Because it's not Midin Nosar. That also ties into the question of our sugya, right? Is it called Kosher or Pasol after Ibur Tzura? So, what do Rashi and Tosos in our sugya assume, and maybe Rishonim, they assume that it's called that's called puzzle after Ibur Tzura, right? So, Rashi, Kosos, the Od, assume that it's called puzzle. And therefore, they have to answer one of those two answers on the board, either turn our Gemara into being cut to base up soul, or say we changed our mind, or Yanai saying Kshiros, even though that was the one thing that he said. However, says the Kosos Rush, that no, if there's no din and no sar, it's just a separate din, you can call it kshiros. We don't mean kasha legari, but we mean inherently kshiros, because there's no psal aguf, right? Meaning, no psal aguf, even after it sits overnight, there's no psal aguf, because the psal no sar is not chal. Technically, I don't think this proves that all the other rishonim are necessarily against the Tosis Rosh. 1 second. Am I wrong? Well, I think actually it does. This also affects the issue, perhaps, of the Mitchaskinos. A famous focusing on the Mitchaskinos and the Nobi Yehuda. The Nobi Yehuda writes this in two of his books, in the Shabbat Nobi Yehuda and in the Tzlach, on Pesachim. Is there an Isser of Mosir, like Pasul Karbonos? Is it Usser to leave Pasul Karbonos for the next day? What do you mean? In a case where you'd be allowed to burn them, let's say, right? If you're halachically not allowed to burn them, obviously there's no issur of leaving them the next day. There has to be some explanation for that, right? Onasar kona patri at the very least. But let us say you were halachically permitted to burn something. If I'm halachically permitted to eat something, it's usher to be mosher to the next day or the day after. If I'm halachically permitted to be mak burn something on the day after, it's usher to leave for the next day. What if I'm halachically permitted not to be mak on the day after, to burn it? Kong sreifa. A puzzle, a pigle. Is there an Isser leave pigle overnight and not burn it? So this is the famous machlokas. Lahosir. Is there an Isser of Moser on Kachim Sulem? So says the Tzlach, of course there's an Isser of Moser Kachim Sulem. What? He says there's an Isser be Moser Kachim Sulem?
Not an Isser Masheda. He says that, yeah, if you need to burn it, you can't believe you need to burn it.
No, that's for a Durabana, because it might lead to a Takal. Adarabba, you know, you might invite the opposite, right? What's the Lashon Aram Chalava? He says, where is this? Right, because he says that's exactly why he rejected it, right? Came to the Sroph Jay Miyad, Lomashina, the Dilma Asculate Day Takala. Okay, that's a different point. That's saying you have to burn it right away and not even leave it on the roof for a few hours because of Takala. That doesn't prove. All he's saying is that even leaving it for a few hours in the Issa Garbona Takala doesn't prove whether leaving it overnight or being Issa Garbona or not. So he's neutral. Anyway, Kitzer, the Tzlach and the Yehuda, same person, not two people, say that there is an Issa to be Mosir. And the Minchas Pinach is very, very convinced, right? Like, go and slach, yatz lidum dover chadash. Of course, that's his slant. The lash lo yoser who benit zerach to nifsel gamki, sort of sort of be yomo. And the minchas chinuch, disagrees. I think the simple shot is if you say that nosar is not shayach to zerach pasol, then lachora you would say like the minchas chinuch. There's no iser. Nosar not shayach. Nosar is from an edible carbon, right? I know that's not possible. A lot of those, you have to put two and two together. Minchas Chinuch puts two and two together. It says los osur menuah boker, and it also says no sir is what you don't eat, which proves the law of doing no sir is only when you're supposed to eat it. That's an assumption. However, the tzlach slash no dvihida says there is an iser. However, I think that lemaisa. I don't think, I'm not convinced that I'm convinced that Tzlach has to hold that Noser Shayach. I'm not really convinced by the Minchas Chinuch, meaning if the Lav Moser Shayach, Lachor the Psul of Noser Shayach. Lachor, I don't know, okay, actually I'm not sure. But you could also say like the Minchas Chinuch, I don't think this is such a great Nachmina, which is like in brackets, and you could say, or you could say like the Minchas Chinuch, and there is a psul nosar, but not an iser of moser. Right, it's not crazy to say the iser of moser is when you should have eaten it. The psul nosar is either way. Maybe technically you don't say that slach, you're on the other side of the chakira. You could say that it's not nosar. There's no psul nosar, there's no iser of moser. I think it's less likely. But I really think the Minchas Chinuch go either way. There's no iser of moser when you're not supposed to do anything productive with it. So it could still be chal. It just means the iser of mosers make it pasul. If you're not going to do anything with it anyway, there's no iser to make a psul happen if it wasn't good anyway. But the psul is still chal. So that's why I don't think there's such a good nachmina for the tzlach it is. But most people agree with the Minchas Chinuch. What else did I want to put here? Yeah. Of course, when it comes to Ibrut Surah, you have some questions here. What about the definition of Ibrut Surah? What does, meaning, how long? Right? How long is Ibrut Surah? If it's Midin Nosar, then here it would be, right? Laila Echad. And two nights for Shlomim. Right? Obviously, I don't only mean Shlomim. Like all the Kutchum Talim that are eating for two nights at the court of my circles. Right? Two nights, one night and two nights for Shlomim, whatever the gather of Nosar is. However, if you say that it's not, it's a separate din. It's nothing with Nosar. Separate din is causing nothing to do with Nosar. Separate halachot we've seen that nothing with Nosar. Then the simple shot is, that why would it happen to be the same amount of time? Like, it would be weird that it's not really Midin Nosar, but it happens to be the same amount of time. So that would be ridiculous. I think that would be too weird. You have two choices. You have to say either, say, like, the Rach and the Mashmos, so the Rambam, which is spoilage, or say, like, the second Sad in Tosfos. And, you know, who holds this? This is explicitly the Bartanura and the Pashtus of the Rashi, etc. That or let me say a little better, I apologize. Neither Aleph, Rach, I'm just writing the same thing. Umashmos Rambam. Spoilage or Bays, the second Sad and Tosfos, who says, Laila Achad Afilu Bishlomim. If you want to say this in between like that, I'm really not pushing at all, that it's Nosar and it's also an independent din that only works for the second Sad and Tosfos. Yeah, it's always one night. That's the separate din of Ibrut Surah. If you also wait long enough for Nosar, which might be one night or two nights, then it's also Nosar. But again, I'm not terribly detracted. missing Sreifa. Do we have Sreifa? No. Oh, yeah, we do.
Anything else that we discussed that I didn't put on this chart? No.
Okay. Now, what do I just want to... Let me land. What?
I'll embed over there. The best way to turn this far is bringing it to the operational control. Oh my god, I think the third
Correct, meaning in that you're clearly burning it because of the original soul. It's just the kind of soul that you need to burn later, not the kind of soul you need to burn now. In Aleph, it sounds like it's not like burning because of the original soul. It's in limbo because of the original soul. You're burning it.
Fundamentally, it's closer to the
right?
And if you need to give that soul a gufo, that soul is almost either no tire or just Amish gufo, it's not a sorry.
Okay. Fair enough. Be did psulo. I'll say maybe. Lefirach. You could still say maybe needs strifa because of psulo. Just the din is it's nisar psulo when it's boiled, but maybe more like lefirach. Eino tohu strifa. Hold up, but. Why do you have to burn it later? It's still a din of burning it. Why can't you bury it? No, you still have to burn it because of its soul. You still have to burn it. Meaning, why do you ever have to burn it? Why do you still be so straight for? Why not hura? So the heart, there's still a din of burning it, right? There's still a din of burning it. It's just for Tosos. Oh, it's a special din of burning tomorrow. For Ben Hananel, it's a din of burning it. There's a general din, I would say there's a general din that psulim need burning. However, you can't burn them until they're not edible anymore.
So the first thing has to say that. Everybody has to say you can't just
burn it. Correct, which is what Tulsa Lee suggests. Fair enough. I'll be more there, I won't put on the board. Now, what's possible to say is we have a few minutes left. Is maybe there are two kinds of Ibur Tzura. Maybe there are two kinds of Ibur Tzura. How are there maybe two kinds of Ibur Tzura? One possibility is what the Mikdash Dabit says. Mikdash Dabit has a big chiddush. What's his big chiddush? It's a big chiddush. But he works off Tosfos and not Pei-Bes. Says the Mikdash Dabit, there's a Braisa here. Forget about the Braisa. Oh, the Braisa goes to Tosfos. The Braisa wants to know, how do you know that you burn it? Right? How do you know that you burn it? The su had the tanya one dama nishvach dama yotze dama chutz leklo in the kind of misreifa meaning psul dam, which is misreifa, and as those points out, psul dam is obviously misreifa after you burn sura, as we all know. How do you know you burn it? The kind of misreifa we know. Okay, they have a muffer for misreifa of psul dam. Interestingly, one of the two cases the Brisa keeps telling us again and again, pounding our head. Of Ibrit Srini and Ibrit Sura, Psul Dam and Psul Bailam. How can this price only says Psul Dam and not Psul Bailam? Okay, so mostly I'm going to say, well, Dafka, you know, the price didn't mention everything, you know, in the entire world. But the Mikdash Dabit says the big finish. He says the difference in Psul Dam and Psul Bailam. Why? Because Psul Dam is more of a Psul than Psul Bailam. And what does the Mikdash David want to say? Says the Mikdash David, by Psul Dam, din Sreifa Chalteicha. It exists because of Sreifa, but there's a Tanai of Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura is Tanai of Sreifa. So Psul Dam has a Chi of Sreifa, B'derech Ibur Tzura. A new Chi of Sreifa, B'derech Ibur Tzura. But Psul Bailam, he says, no, Dam is still, it's in the Gufa Karban, even though it's not in the Gufa Basar. Right? It's not in the Gufo Mamish of the Basar, but it's in the same animal, just the Dam part. Psul Bailam is really a total side point. And therefore, he says, any Ibritura time of Sreifa. There's no din of Sreifa that's Chal. There's no special din of Sreifa by Psul Bailam. And the Ibur Tzura is not a Tanayan Sreifa. Kol Chalufin Sreifa, Nasarak Achar Ibur Tzura, so Shanasa Nosar. It's only Bidin. It's only Bidin Nosar. Okay, then he answered a few questions. How can you say, perhaps, Bidin Dinam? Wonder is the Mikdash Mikdashtavid says the Mikdashtavid, he says that when it comes to Psul Bailim, it's just the old din of Nosar. Meaning, what's the din of Psul Bailim? You can't eat it today because of the Psul Bailim. You can't burn it today because there's no Psul Makarba. So you wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow it becomes Nosar. Right? Just the din of Nosar. When it comes to Psul Dam, however, that's a special series of pasuk that's darshan daf pei beis. Because Psul Bailim is not pasul at all. If it's not pasul at all, then Nosar is chal. Because it's not a psul at all, right? It's not a psul at all, psul bailim. It's just a side problem, right? Let me just make myself a little more room. He says that psul bailim is purely a side problem. Is purely a side problem, and therefore it's just midin nosar. However, when it comes to psul dam, it's not psul begufo, but it's psul semi begufo. Right? It is a din of the carbon. It's not a psul the carbon, but it's a din of the carbon. Right? So it's not psul begufo. That would be a psul the basar, but it is a din psul in the carbon with its own din of Srefa Achar Ibur Tzura, with its own din of Srefa Achar Ibur Tzura. So he makes it Tzvei Din, and what we wanted to claim, perhaps, was, although this is not really a Tzvei Din in terms of this, but, or, one second. We wanted to claim that in the Isser, there's a Tzvei Din in Rashi, that when Ibur Tzura is Midin, Psul B'damu B'Bailim, there's no Isser, no sign. But when it's Midin, Safek, then there is an Isser, no sir. Theoretically, what he could have said is, what I might have attempted to say is that, when there's Ibur Tzura, we didn't suffix, then of course there's just a regular din of Nosar. There's no independent din of Ibur Tzura, it's just a suffix, something just a suffix. And of course it's Nosar. But when Ibur Tzura is a dim sol b'dam b'bailim, when it's a dim sol b'dam b'bailim, then it's a new din of its own chiv straight to the Ibur Tzura. The Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't think so. Rabbeinu Hananel thinks that even when it's a sol suffix, you have to wait till it spoils and there's no din of Nosar. So I don't know anyone who really makes it Tzvei Dinim. There are Rashi is sort of a semi-Tzvei Dinim. Rashi is not really a Tzvei Dinim. Rashi is not really a Tzvei Dinim. He's just saying Tzvei Dinim because here we're talking about the psul of Nosar, even in our Dinim. Shmuel's Dinim in Rashi. Right? To the best of my... You could have said, I just don't know anyone who says this. You want to do it, you can't. Right? What you could have said is... You could say, but I don't have anyone who says it. And what are we going to say? We're going to say Rashi might say this only L'inyan Isser Nosar. What we would want to say is that when is Ibur Tzura Midin Safek Mishum Safek Psol? Then it just becomes Nosar. When it Ibur Tzura Mishum Psul B'dam U'B'Bailim, then it's his own din that's not Nosar. When it's Psul B'dam U'B'Bailim, it's not Nosar, because it was never Nikra Pil Fasa. That's a separate din of a special new Shreifa after Ibur Tzura. When it is just Ibur Tzura Misafik, then what do you mean? If it's just Ibur Tzura Misafik, it might really be kosher. If it might really be kosher, then I'll decide that it's kosher. And I'm sure it's kosher. And why are there any special din just because you have a Safik? That's what I would think. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't hold that, right? Rabbeinu Hananel says, even in a Safik Tumah, it's not Nosar.
you wait for Elyonah to come, because maybe in 3 days Elyonah will come and tell you that you can really eat it, it's tahor. This Rabbeinu Hananel is very radical. He says that even if it's suffik tameh, suffik not tameh, it's still not possible 3 days from now against this possibility, right? And if Elyonah came and told you it was tahor, you could still eat it. This is very radical, because how could you eat in 3 days? You want to shachim was tameh, though. If he tells you it's tahor the whole time, then he won't know, so it should be no sir. But Rabbeinu Hananel has to hold that, no. Whenever, for a while, you weren't with someone to eat it, there's no chalos no sir. And then, it's just a side problem, and the side problem is the new din of Ibrut Surah. Since when it's a suffik tumah, before you're not commanded to eat it, therefore there's no psul nosar. Psul nosar is only, let's call it a knas, for you're not eating it in time. Okay, that is a very, very big finish. I would be the Hananel, but before that's what he has to say. Again, Rashi would say, it's a psul nosar either way. Just maybe the iser nosar is only chal on case of Ibrut Surah suffik, not Ibrut Surah din, a psul badam. The Rambam, I'm a little stuck in the Rambam, I must admit. Maybe someone can help me. The Rambam really sounds like Rabbeinu Hananel. He says in Perashat Mishnayos in Psachim, Ibrut Surah mizis apesh v'yiskalkel. Sounds like you wait for it to spoil. He didn't say any time period. In Shkolim, he says yiskalkel. In Psalm of Dasha Perik Vav, he said, achi yipastu v'tu Ibrut Surah. Till it becomes hefsed in Ibrut Surah. It really sounds like Rabbeinu Hananel. The tricky part is that in Psulim Kedoshim, Yud Beis Halacha Vav, he talks about, I'm sure there's an answer. Nesachim is difficult for many reasons. The ratio of this is difficult for much bigger reasons. But Nesachim Shekitchu B'Kli Sharis, right? You put the wine in the Kli Sharis, and the Zevach was Pasol, and it was a Karban Yachid. And Karban Yachid, we assume, unlike Bezdin, who has in mind everything should be for any carbon seeker. The Yachid had in mind only this carbon. So if you already put the wine in the klisharis, then your carbon was pasul, then you can't bring these nesachim with a different carbon, because they're only allotted to this carbon, and this carbon is pasul. So what do you have to do? Menichan hachi pasul v'lina v'yisarfi. You leave them overnight till they absol lina, and then you burn them. If the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Hananel, then they shouldn't have absol lina overnight and be burnt, because they have absol, basically, absol adam. Right? The dam of the carbon that was supposed to bring them as pasul. And absol the dam, then there should be no lina. It should just be dinner keeper tsura, and you should have to leave the wine until it spoils.
That's the question. If lina is no tar, it doesn't say no tar here. So it could be technically.
Yes, but even if lina is not no tar, lina means overnight. So why in all the other places doesn't it say overnight?
Maybe there's no keeper tsura, but
maybe there's no Hebrew, maybe Yayin there's no Hebrew Surah. That's an interesting point. Can Yayin spoil? Can Yayin spoil? Not as much as Ketores, meaning it's not as long-lasting as Ketores, right? But maybe it's more long-lasting than the other things. Maybe somehow Yayin is different? But still, if the soul of Noser is not Chal, as the Rambam says, well, what does the Rambam say? In Perek Yud Ches, right? He says, Nosar is only chal on something that's karev commits muscle. This is clearly not karev commits muscle. It's not Nosar. It's okay. He doesn't say it's Nosar. It's Lina. It's the psul of Lina, right? If the psul of Lina can be chal on something that the dam was at Nisrach, right? I assume it's the psul of Zevach, because the dam wasn't Nisrach. The dam was already Nisrach. Who cares? If the psul of Lina can be chal when the dam was at Nisrach, then why isn't the psul of Lina also chal on the busser when the dam was at Nisrach? In which case, then you shouldn't have to wait till it spoils. You have to say Yayin is different. That's a big chiddush. What? Nesachim only means Yayin. You have to say that the Yayin is different, which you admit is a big chiddush. Right. So that's what I think is probably meaning. Why do I bring this in? Because if someone wants to, they can go back and say the Rambam is really like Rashi. And every time he said yatapeshvi, basevi, kalkel, he really meant it sits overnight and becomes absolutely. I'm not attracted to that. I see you're also not attracted to that. Good. So what do you have to say? You have to say this case of Yayin is different. Why is the case of Yayin different? I'm going to say different than Amy, I think. And I'm not 100% sure what Amy said, but I thought Amy was saying physically Yayin is different. Is that what you're saying? Yes, Amy said, somebody has to say for the Rambam that Yayin is different. Why is Yayin different? Physically, Yayin is different because it doesn't spoil. So, I sort of, first of all, I'm not sure I hear that. Wine does spoil eventually, right? It becomes chometz. It just takes longer. That seems to be quantitative. And even if you want to call that qualitative, no, it's a different kind of spoiling. But I'm not sure that helps us because, so wine doesn't spoil. So instead of spoiling, it's pasul overnight. The solina is chal. But if solina can be chal in wine that doesn't spoil, why can't it be chal in meat that hasn't spoiled yet? You can say, no, since meat, there is a thing of spoiling, the Torah wasn't gozer lina in this case. Since wine, there's no option of spoiling, the Torah's gozer lina because you have to be gozer something. It's a little too heavy for me, a little too intricate for me. What I want to say is a little different than the Rambam. That this wine is fundamentally, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe I'm still going to say that. That maybe the fundamental difference between the wine and the basar, because the wine is not really part of the carbon. The wine goes along with the carbon. It's tuffel to the carbon, clearly. And for some, the wine is clearly tuffel to the carbon, that I admit. But the wine is not the etzim part of the carbon. It's something else that you bring with the carbon. And then, I'm a suffix about that. I'll explain why in a moment. But the wine, the nesachim are fundamentally given the carbon. What I want to say for the Rambam, Tzvei Dinim, is you're also naming the Tzvei Dinim and wine in the Rambam, but I'm saying for a different reason than you are. What I'm saying is that this is the Yayin, you know, the nesachim. I mean, all Yayin is nesachim. And this is the basar hakarbon. The basar hakarbon is not nosar. It means spoilage. Nosar is not chal, the basar is the carbon. Why is nosar not chal? You say, sorry. There's no chalos nosar or lina, even the psol. Not even the chalos of a psol nosar, right? I don't even know chalos isra. There's no chalos even of the soul nosar, because this carbon was this carbon itself was enoroi, even if the enoroi is not in the guf of a basar, but it's in the guf of carbon, right? Meaning no soul in guf habasar, but there is a soul in the guf hakarbon. That's what I want to time. However, when it comes to the yayin and the sachim, that's not part of the carbon. That's something you bring to accompany the carbon. Something you bring to accompany the carbon, even if there's a, but it's like, there's a soul dam, there's already not a soul of gufo in the meat, there's a shtickle soul in the meat. The meat already has a soul. The meat already has something wrong with it, even though it's not begufo, because the meat is part of the carbon of the top. The yayin and sachim, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever if there's a psul tam, right? Yayin and sachim, here I'm going to say there is halos nosar. The psul nosar. There is halos of psul nosar, right? Maybe even Israel sar, right? There is halos psul nosar, because there was nothing ain't no rubbly about the wine at all. Yes, we had a side problem that if there's no zemach, there's nothing to bring it with. But that's very different. When the dam is spilled it down the drain, this busser is lacking the matter of the dam that has to go with it. When the dam spills down the drain, we have the yayin here. There's nothing wrong with this yayin. Not a psul begufo, not even an indirect psul in this yayin. There's no psul in yayin at all. It's just that you don't have an opportunity to be makrifit. There's no psul at all. Just you don't have an opportunity to be makrifit. Again, vaharaya, in a carbon sebra, you can actually affiliate it to a different carbon if you want.
Maybe even the carbon yachid. If he had thought and made a clever tonight, you could have affiliated with a different karma. It's minutak. It's really, it's not even an indirect problem. It's a sarsnomea. It's just that, that's a bad example. It's not that it's possible gufo. It's not even that it's possible chutz le gufo. It's not possible at all. What I'm saying is that when the psul dam, the busser is possible chutz le gufo. The yayim is not possible at all. It's not possible at all. When the psulina is chal, if you'll ask, what about chalos tonda according to the Rambam? Ar sugya. So I'd say, first of all, I have no idea what the Rambam thinks about ar sugya, and I don't care about chalos tonda. But second of all, saying no, I still want the Rambam to be like the Rush about chalos tonda, because chalos tonda are totally different from yayim and the sachin. Prove to me that chalos toda are much more part of the toda than the yayim and the sachin is part of every olan shlamin. Prove it to me.
You can't? You can't get another animal and say, I'll get this one.
Okay, although with the korban yachid, you end up not being able to do the yayim sachin either. Let me ask you a very simple question. Can I bring a korban toda today and bring the chalos toda next week? No, there's no such thing, right? The chalos toda are miskatshu by the shkita hazerach. Can I bring an ola or a shlomim today, and the mincha? Not chalos toda. Chalos toda is much more part of it. Both the mincha and the sachin, right? The things that are discussed in the supasha. But bring the yayin and the sachin next week.
Yes.
It's a surprising din. You might not have thought that just reading this week's parsha in the Chumash, but the Gemara says that it can even be another day. Meaning, the Yayin and the Sachin is much less part of the Karban than the Chalos Toda. Chalos Toda are a virtual part of the Karban. The Kriv Al Zeva Hashlomim Chalos Matzos Los Hashem Yerpim Matzos Shchim Hashem Matzos from Beches, etc., etc. Right, or Zeva Hatoda, whatever the exact lashon is, I apologize for putting it inaccurately. That is part of that krava of part of the etzma carbon is that they're chalos toda. The yayim and the sachin are not the etzma part of the carbon. That's just a different din that you have to bring with the carbon, and therefore, I'm really the more I say this, the more confident I become.
Is it the first bracha that the bread is like living, like the bracha that there's three stages: first, before you have meat; second, after you have
the bread is like the meat, they're talking about chalos toda. Or shtei alechem, exactly, the bread is like the meat. Is the exact same thing true for the yayin and the sachin?
No.
I might admit there might be some parallels, and that's part of what the Rambam and the Rambam are arguing up here that we didn't get into. But that's basically what I'm claiming. What I'm claiming is that, I know I don't really have room, but I'm saying the nesech is not part of the karban, so it's not a psul at all. The basar and even lach betoda lani is daiti, even though I don't have to say that, is obviously part of the karban. I'm saying there's three madregas. Psul begufo yisar biyan. Psul michutz begufo, but a psul in this karban, like the nishvach dam in basar and lach betoda, is a special din of Ibratura that's not nosar because it's inherently neither kosher nor puzzle, so it can't become nosar, and it's straight from Ibratura. However, no psul whatsoever, such as yayin and sachin when you lose the karban, that is no psul whatsoever. It's no psul whatsoever, the psul clean it to be chal, and that's just the tzad of chakir of nosar, and as a matter of fact, the Rambam never even calls it Ibratura. It's nicha. It's not really straight din of Ibratura. The Rambam doesn't even use the word Yibetzura. I don't know if the Gemara uses the word Yibetzura on that. But it's, you know, it's not even Yibetzura. That's no sar. The Rambam doesn't even use the word Yibetzura. He just calls it Lina. So maybe I'm not even saying a Chiddush at all. Maybe it's just Pasha. The Rambam calls Yibetzura the things where it's especially Yibetzura, not no sar. And here he doesn't even call it Yibetzura. Although I'm pretty sure the Gemara does use the word. So he's still making it say Dina. Wait, he says the words. Okay. A lav of being moser or a lav of eating it? Meaning, is there a lav being moser that you murid? So the answer is, this is a little complicated. The simple shot is, yes, there's a lav being moser you murid, but it's not the same lav as being moser the muser. One is the lav of moser sira, one is the lav of moser summon. But that's a simple shot, but it's not so.
I'm not sure that everyone agrees, but there's clearly a lav lo solim chilim chagir boker chilim.
The yur.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Be mechal between the emorim and the boss of the part you eat and the part the mizbeach eats, and make a whole seidina based on what you eat and what the mizbeach eats, and based on the lav lo sosir over there's lav lo solim. I was thinking about that, but I don't think that will help for the Rambam. I can't think of any shita that will help for it. Because pshat of the Rambam is that when he says lun dama nishbach dama, and he defines ibur tzura, and when the Rambam defines ibur tzura, that's bein basar bein emorim. Right? Lun dama, you have a whole animal with basar and emorim. They don't seem to be a chalik. So you could say, maybe, there's a difference between lina and mosir. There's a difference between the part you eat and the part the mizbeach eats. I was thinking about that, and that would work well for this pesachim. Right? The part the mizbeach eats, then the psol of lina is chal. The part that you eat, the psol of mosir, is not chal. And that would explain this Rambam. Then you'd have to say, though, that when one dama of a karbon, the emurim are burnt the next morning, and the basar is only burnt after it spoils, which is adding a lot to the Rambam that I want to add. So it's another trap to what I could have said. We're not necessarily going to go that far. Okay, a few things that still, if you're eyeing a little more, you'll see a few more details, but we're already way, way, way past time. I'm like making up for the last 2 weeks, as it were. So we will call it a day now. Whoever has a question, ask me privately, and we'll pick up next year, Meretz Hashem, with the infamous Mishnah of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Why is it infamous? Because it's very, very hard. But we will try and tackle as much of it as we can, the best we can, and Meretz Hashem, we won't be disappointed. So I don't have the chorus yet. Almost all you seem to be behind on Thursdays. But start with the Mishnah and Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, and the Gemara, the sort of initial Gemara, told with two dots on Yud Daled Amud Beis. The Mishnah Yud Daled Amud Aleph, Gemara told two dots on Yud Daled Amud Beis. Again, not two dots in Yud Daled Amud, told the two dots in Yud Daled Amud Beis with Rashi and Tosos, and that will keep you busy. Okay, if anyone has questions, of course they can ask. So the answer is, there's no way for me to like find the answer. I'm just going to speculate the answer. And what's my speculation? That they saw something called Ibur Tzura, that you burn it after you let it sit. And then they saw something called Nosar, which is after something sits, you burn it. Or Lina, you know. And they just put two and two together and say, we see two things that look very, very similar. The stomach did the same thing. How do we know Dosan and Aviram were the ones who Moshe caught fighting in the triangle? The answer is, because we see ice barfs, and Minastam, they're the same ice barfs.
So I think here, again, not to compare halachas to ice barfs.
Exactly. Yet Tosos and many Mishnah don't think it is. Why? Because if two things look similar, then it's a good theory that they're the same.